American Language Course, Tape 1210C. Let's practice some questions and answers using irregular verbs. Repeat what you hear.
When did you write that long letter?
I wrote it last night.
Didn't you write to your girlfriend?
No, I sent her flowers and candy.
What is Joe bringing for the children?
He's bringing presents for the children.
Did you bring them anything?
Yes, I brought them toys and candy.
What did Mrs. Jones teach?
She taught English to some students.
Did she teach them every day?
Yes, she taught them every day.
Did you understand every word I said?
Yes, I understood every word.
When did we begin this lesson?
We began it last week.
Didn't we begin it this week?
No, we began it 2 weeks ago.
What did you mean by similar?
I meant the things were almost the same.
Are they the same?
No, they're almost the same.
Have you thought about going to a concert?
No, we haven't thought about it yet.
When did the bell ring?
It rang a minute ago.
How much did they pay you?
They paid me $40 for the job.
What did the man tell you?
He told me to hurry back.
Didn't he say anything else?
No, he just said, "Thank you and hurry back."
What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was very good.
Are you planning to sell your car?
No, I'm not planning to sell it. I have already sold it.
Did James catch an early bus today?
Yes, he caught one at 7.
Who took the 5 o'clock bus?
Mary went at 5. She had to be at work by 7. Let's practice some sentences with direct and indirect objects. Repeat everything you hear. Please pass me the sugar and cream. Give the book to me, please.
Who did you give the flowers to?
We gave them to our teacher.
Could you let me have $5?
Yes, I'll lend you $5 for a week.
Would you please take these papers to Mr. Brown?
Certainly. I'll take them to him.
Would you like me to buy you a drink?
Thank you. You might get me a soft drink.
Are you sending postcards to all your friends?
No, I'm sending cards to my special friends only.
What have you bought for Father?
I have bought him a new shirt.
Are you bringing anything for Mary?
Yes, we're bringing her a small radio.
Will you get Tom a roll of film?
Of course, we'll get him a roll.
Who did you get the camera for?
We got it for Mary.
What did you get, John?
We got him a new shirt. We will now practice how much and how many. Repeat everything you hear.
How many students are in your class?
Seven students are studying English.
How much rain did we get?
Two inches of rain fell this morning.
How many students have studied the lesson?
All the students have studied the lesson.
How much sugar do you take in your coffee?
I take 2 lumps of sugar.
How many people do you expect at the party?
30 people.
How many letters is she mailing?
5 letters.
How much candy did he buy?
He bought 2 boxes.
How many movies have you seen this week?
I've seen 3 movies this week.
How much did you pay for your shoes?
I paid $35 for this pair of shoes.
How many lessons can you review today?
We can review 5 lessons. Now let's review how often. Repeat everything.
How often does James go to class?
He goes to class every day.
How often do you eat fish?
We eat fish once a week.
How often do you go downtown?
We go downtown every Saturday.
How often do you go to the movies?
I go to the movies 1 or 2 times a month.
How often do you wash your car?
I wash my car every other Saturday. Let's practice some questions and answers. Repeat everything.
Where has Robert been this morning?
He has been in class all morning.
Who has already listened to these tapes?
The students have already listened to them.
What has the teacher done today?
He has worked with the students in English.
Who have we just listened to on the tape?
We just listened to Mr. Smith.
How many times has Henry gone to the zoo?
He has gone 4 times.
How many miles have you driven your car?
I have driven it about 30,000 miles.
How much has it cost you in repairs?
It has cost me about $100.
How long have you had your car?
We have had it for about 3 years.
How often have you changed the oil?
I have changed it every 3 months.
Why hasn't Robert bought a new car?
His old car has given him very good service. The following questions and answers are about things happening right now. Repeat them all.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, I am listening to you.
Are you repeating my sentences?
Yes, I'm repeating your sentences.
Are you sitting?
Yes, I'm sitting.
Is anyone standing?
Our teacher is standing.
Is anyone reading now?
No, we are all listening to the tape.
What language are you practicing?
We're practicing English. These questions and answers are about things that have not happened yet.
When will we see you again?
I'll see you again tonight.
Where will you be tonight?
We'll see each other in the library.
Who'll go downtown with me?
Joe will want to eat downtown.
Will he have any money to spend?
Yes, but he'll only spend money for food.
What will you do downtown?
Oh, I'll look at things in the stores.
How will we speak English someday?
You will speak English very well someday.
Will that day be soon?
Yes, it will be very soon.
Will we speak it as well as the teacher?
No, but you'll speak it as well as you need to.
Notice the contrasts in intonation. Listen and repeat. Will they be here on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? Will they be here on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? Can she come today, tomorrow, and the next day? Can she come today, tomorrow, or the next day? Will we have classes at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock? Will we have classes at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, or 10 o'clock? Shall we ask Mary, Robert, and John? Shall we ask Mary, Robert, or John? Should I buy the blue one, the red one, and the green one? Should I buy the blue one, the red one, or the green one? Listen and repeat. Do you study every day? I study every day, but Peter doesn't. Does this room have three doors? This room doesn't have three doors, but that one does. Do the students write many lessons? They don't write many lessons, but they read them. Am I a doctor? No, you aren't a doctor. You're a teacher. Is Miss Robbins here today? No, she isn't here today. She's at home. It's not late. It's early. We don't study French. We study English. They're coming today, not tomorrow. You should study more, not less. The teacher said lesson 12, not lesson 10. I want to go to Chicago, not New York. This is the end of tape 1210C.